Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The phone number. It's amazing how many Brian Kelly calls we got. We also have Jake in Boston on the line.
Kelly's from here.
Yeah. Jake, what's up?
Boys, a couple points. Number one, way too much Matt Turner love going on right now because the Revs haven't won anything yet, and that guy's been around everywhere. And two,
it's goalkeeper of the year.
What was that?
Goalkeeper of the year.
Yeah, and correct. On top of that, he's a tremendous...
They're the top seed. I mean, come on, Jake.
He's got beautiful eyes, and this is a franchise that is cursed. They haven't won anything. They've been to the championship, the MLS Cup, like 7 times. So I want to win a championship before I parade him around like my all-time favorite Revs goaltender, Walter Zenga, over there. But Enes Kanter Freedom here. Oh, it wasn't just that he changed his name yesterday. Did you guys see him go on Tucker Carlson last night?
Yeah, I thought it was a joke.
No, I did not.
Asked him questions that obviously no Celtics beat reporter are asking him, like, what did your teammates think? But what do you think Jaylen Brown thinks right now? Or Ime Udoka thinks? Like, he went on the most politically charged show you can imagine. And Enes Kanter has gone from full, like, this is really cute to this is going to tear up the locker room and they don't know how to keep him under control because obviously they can't tell him not to do it, but they can't just outright release him. Like, he's a cancer in this locker room right now. Like, you can't go on that show.
I don't think going on the show is going to bother anybody. I think what he said sounded ridiculous, though. I thought that was absurd, and I think it's against what he has done himself in recent weeks. Like, what are we talking about here, Enes? You're not allowed to speak out negatively against anything to do with your own country? Well, why not? I think he was critical of Joe Biden 2 weeks ago, was he not? Well, according to him, that shouldn't be allowed. Of course that should be allowed. What are you talking about? He spends all his time talking about people's rights being suppressed by, obviously, where he's from in Turkey, but in other places in the world. And now he says, no, everyone in America, shut up. You're not allowed to criticize anything to do with America. What are you talking about?
That makes America great.
That's what makes us what we are.
Yeah.
Maybe you're failing to understand that. I thought he sounded ridiculous. And I thought he sounded very much hypocritical in saying that. No, Enes, you have a right to criticize Joe Biden or anything to do with the government, anything you want. That's what you're allowed to do. I thought his comments didn't make any sense last night, given things that he has said in recent weeks and his story that he has told many times. So I thought his comments didn't make a lot of sense. But I also, to go to what Zoe said earlier, don't think the guy is important enough to be a problem in the locker room or a problem with anybody else.
Don't they sort of already know this about him? And this is sort of his crusade? Like, nobody's going to have a problem with him.
Right.
Yeah.
He would have to be a more important player for someone to get upset about him. You know?
Now imagine if Kyrie was here and he gets Kyrie on the train. You know, that's where it gets dicey. You know? You pull one of those type of guys in. Yeah.
Let's go to all these Brian Kelly thoughts here.
Sure, let's go.
Stephen Stone and Brian Kelly, why he went. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not surprised Brian Kelly went. He's 60 years old. He's a winningest coach in Notre Dame. The alumni probably beat him up because you can't win the big one and he can't recruit the kid that he needs to recruit at Notre Dame to compete with Georgia and LSU and Alabama, those other SEC schools. At LSU, he can get that kid in there. So I think he did it to try to win a national championship. And quickly in the Bruins, I think Jake DeBrusk should have been traded long before now. Sweeney's been trying to cover up himself and doesn't look so bad because of the aborted 2015 draft when he drafted DeBrusk with the 13th pick in the first round. Thank you, guys.
Yep. All right. Appreciate the call, Steve.
Yes.
That's been a long-running conspiracy theory here on Zolak and Bertrand. Credit to T-Bone for starting that one two-plus years ago now, that Sweeney refused to move on from DeBrusk because he was the last remaining piece out of that disaster of a draft in 2015.
0-3.
It's like Bill Belichick hanging on to N'Keal Harry. Don Sweeney hanging on, clinging to Jake DeBrusk. Not that DeBrusk is as bad as Harry. Better player. But
wow.
Same idea. What? What do you mean, why?
No, yeah. I mean, look, no. Just
no. No, when I hear the report that 8 teams called on Jake DeBrusk, I think that number might be a little bit inflated, but I would believe that 4 called, you know? Like right away.
8 teams over the course of the last 6 years, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that probably is more appropriate. I do not think 8 separate teams have called since yesterday. I don't buy that. But I do believe that teams would be interested in making a deal for him at the right price for them. I don't believe that is true of N'Keal Harry. But you know what this draft of 2015 also covers up for Don Sweeney? All the drafts that have sucked since. There's so much focus on that 2015 draft and how bad it was. And it was brutal. But there have not been a lot of players coming through the system that have been developed and turned into talent on the big boy roster.
Right.
It hasn't happened for them.
I mean, Marchand, Bergeron, you know, Krejci have been stuck there in their positions for so many years now. You had none of that development coming up. That's why you begged a guy like Taylor Hall to come back and sign here. Like, you're desperate. I remember when the season ended, like, you got to sign Hall and you got to convince Krejci to come back. You know,
that's why I'm hesitant to criticize Sweeney for signing Hall, because I said the same thing at the time, Zoe. Like, well, what are your other options? You know, you've got a guy. Okay. Is there a risk involved? Sure. But I would sign him.
You had to. The Bergeron window, you have to do that. Yeah.
But they're in this position because of their poor drafting.
Yeah.
Probably
they have not been able. What's that, T-Bone?
Probably Brandon Carlo, Charlie McAvoy, and that's it.
I mean, McAvoy's a big hit. I don't want to take that one away. But
I mean, that's the obvious one. So you don't even mention McAvoy. You don't talk about McAvoy. Like,
that's true, and that's not fair either.
And they took care of him. He's a God-given stud. Like, that guy's your future captain.
Zach and Walpole. What's up, Zach?
Hey. How's it going, guys? I'm 23, been a Notre Dame fan my whole life. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure Lou Holtz had the chance to come back for one more season and break Newt Romney's record. But he purposely left because Newt's the GOAT and he lives in Lur in Notre Dame. So I'm more just aggravated that Brian Kelly made that press conference on the 22nd saying he wasn't going to leave, broke Newt Romney's record,
right,
and then he dipped. That's why I'm frustrated.
He's got a little smugness to him.
Who's Newt? Who's Newt Romney?
Not Newt Romney.
He said it.
Newt Rockney.
I think he ran for president.
The Four Horsemen. Think about it.
And his freedom would tell us we're not allowed to criticize him.
Wake up the echoes calling his name. Calling their name. They get all mad. They know the words of the song. Notre Dame people. I'm 23. I've been a Notre Dame fan for
my whole life.
I got born into Notre Dame.
We're going to go. They can't lick us.
I love Rudy. I do. It's a great movie.
So do I.
It's false.
Yeah.
Montana said it's fake. It's so fake.
Who cares? Great movie.
Good movie.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Kevin's in Worcester. Hey, Kevin.
Yes. Hey, guys. I watched that interview last night on Tucker Carlson, the Enes Kanter one, and I think I don't know if you watched it, but he absolutely said that that's what makes this country great, is you get to speak out against the president. I don't know where you got your information or if you watched it, but you were
way off. Beetle did.
Yeah. He talks out of both sides of his mouth over the course of 90 seconds.
Well, but you
he said both things, which make no sense to me.
But you, okay, well, whatever. But I think I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was well done.
Okay. Well done. I don't know. It wasn't a performance.
Worcester.
He has told the story how many times that when he first came to the United States, he heard people that were critical of the president and panicked, thinking that that meant that that individual was going to be going to jail, and has spoken about that story numerous times, and has spoken about how he finds that to be the most amazing thing about being able to have free speech, that you have unimpeded free speech. He has recited that 1,000 times, and then last night goes in the other direction and says, and by the way, he's been critical of political leaders himself, and goes in the other direction saying, well, you know, people should, we can play it. We have the audio. People should just shut their mouth and enjoy their freedom. What? What are you talking about? When is that ever the right thing? No. That's all. I think he's being rather hypocritical. He should have stuck with the first thing he's been saying all along. He's been saying that for years. Paulie's in the truck on Brian Kelly. You know Brian Kelly at all, Paulie? You friend of his, yours, whatever?
No, but I was born and raised on Notre Dame football. In my house, it was Notre Dame and Don Shula and the Baltimore Colts, in that order. And I get the pleasure of telling Coach Shula that in the NFL
hotel. He must have loved that. It was a pleasure for him.
You were waiting for him in the lobby, weren't you?
I
can't believe you missed Brady right behind you. 3 feet behind you, you didn't even know he was there.
Chased him up the escalator and caught up the top of the escalator, the mezzanine.
Yep.
And I turned, and he turned to me, and I shook his hand. I said, "Coach Shula," and I told him what I just told you. And then I said, "And Mike Curtis was my favorite player." Well, he went from a smile, he lost a smile, went to a deadpan look, and let go of my hand. I don't think he liked Mike Curtis like I did.
I'm sure he was pretty scared of you chasing him up the escalator, because normally league security pretty much has those places locked down.
Brian Kelly. Was probably told to leave, okay? It's time, Brian. You can get us to the
bench. No, he left him hanging. He left him hanging. Okay. Listen to all the reports.
Okay, and now what I would like to see is Coach Gruden come back, who grew up on the campus of Notre Dame. His father was a defensive back.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're going to be quick to call Gruden right now.
That's what any program wants, much less a college program.
Poor Don Shula. That's-
Man, you know what, though? It was Brian Kelly at risk of being fired. I mean, I don't see that. Like, and maybe not
he's
this offseason.
He's 11-1.
Right, but at some point in the next few years, could you see them moving on?
Yeah, after not winning a big one, yeah.
Right, that's what you said. It was 11 years. It had sort of been time.
I think it's time.
He may have felt that a little bit, that probably his had time arguments. Was running out there.
He's gotten testy about it. Like, a couple post-game press conferences. Remember he had that awful joke he tried? Forget what the damn joke was. It was in a post game, and he just butchered the whole thing. And then he said, "Yeah, I hear all your stuff out there, but yeah, another
about
10,
execution."
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Jim McKay quote. What about your offense's execution? I'm all for it.
Can you imagine being a public figure, and you're just trying to ride an escalator down? There's a guy climbing his way back up. You know, kind of
with a baseball hat on.
Yeah, trying to
rip T-shirt,
make it back up. Jeans,
walking
up
the ones sneaker, going down.
Jeans, sneakers, screaming at you. Hey. Yeah. Again, I saw him in that team. I don't know how he got in the team hotel in the lobby. And there's Brady 3 feet behind
him. Didn't even know it. Right behind him.
Standing there.
Right behind him.
Just keep looking at me, Paul. Just keep it. I engage him. I think just keep looking at me.
Both hands on his shoulders. Yes.
I didn't want it to happen. Yes. I didn't want it to happen. I didn't want it to happen to the guy.
Right didn't here, even tell him.
Keep looking at me.
Wow. He didn't even tell him. 617-779. 0985 is the telephone number. Something on Rodney Harrison in the Hall of Fame. Why don't we get into that coming up? So,
okay. Because his kid had a big announcement last night.
Who's that?
His son is committed to the Tennessee Volunteers.
I'm like, good what pick. Did he have on the Hall of Fame? Bill Belichick's got something on the Hall of Fame as it relates to Rodney Harrison, and Peter King feels mildly critical of Bill.
The thinker.
We'll get to that next. Stick around.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak, and Bertrand.
This is a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports right. show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
Now, when you're asking about judging somebody for the Hall of Fame, it's hard. I can't really, you know, make a say on that. I just think that it's so much a, you know, a personal perspective from the voters. The only other thing I would add to that would be relative to those two players, to Vince and Richard Seymour. I think that Rodney Harrison 100% believes in that conversation. And I've coached some of the other safeties that are, have been enshrined in the Hall of Fame, and I've taken anything away from them, but certainly Rodney Harrison, you know, belongs in that, and he belongs in that conversation, and he certainly belongs in the conversation with other players that are already there. So, but again, all that's out of my control, and I'll focus here on the Titans.
That is Bill Belichick on Friday talking about Rodney Harrison and his qualifications to be in the Hall of Fame. And Rodney Harrison is someone that Bill Belichick believes should be in the Hall of Fame. Peter King has pushed back on this idea, saying in his Football Morning in America column, Harrison is certainly a good candidate, but the sum total of two first-team All-Pros and two Pro Bowl berths in a 15-year career doesn't help Harrison's cause. His two Super Bowl rings help, and his excellent play in big games, particularly against the Colts,
yep.
in his six New England years helps. Every defensive back who's a contender can point to numbers in his favor. Safety Leroy Butler's five first-team All-Pros, for instance, or versatile corner Rondé Barber's 47 interceptions and 28 sacks. Just as Belichick can point to Harrison having more than 30 sacks and picks in his career and being a great contributor on a championship team. The bottom line is every coach, every fan base can point to two or so players who aren't in the Hall of Fame and pound fists on the table over them. If Belichick never coached Rodney Harrison, would he be advancing his cause? I doubt it. I don't get that take at all.
Meaning he's a dirty player?
No. What are you talking about?
That if Bill didn't coach me, look at him different, that Rodney's one of those guys that... I remember Rodney saying I'd put $150,000 aside for fines.
No, he's saying that if Bill Belichick was not Rodney's coach, he wouldn't care if he was in the Hall of Fame.
See, I took it as he plays with an edge and Bill wouldn't like that. Yeah,
no, he didn't mention
player.
That at all.
Okay.
I mean, his take is Bill's biased. He's Bill's guy, therefore Bill wants him in, and that's the only reason why he'd be up at the podium talking about it, to which I would say... What do you want, Bill, to start talking about every eligible Hall of Fame player and give you a take on it? He was asked about Rodney Harrison because Rodney Harrison is a Patriot and was coached by Bill Belichick. I think that's a weak criticism of Bill. Like, oh, well, if he wasn't your guy, would you want him in the Hall of Fame? Well, what other players are the guys coming in here and asking me about? They're asking me about the guys I coached.
Yeah.
Are you going to give him the ballot every year and have Bill sit down and give you his thoughts on everyone who's eligible?
Problem is, Rodney got snubbed, and that's why I was asked. Like, I'll just give you this. Brian Dawkins. Don't even talk about Seymour or Vince or any of these other guys or the guys you've coached formerly. Like, if Brian Dawkins is in, why couldn't Rodney be in? I remember when he was in, like, Philly made the biggest deal out of it. Like, would that dude ever win? And not that you have to be crowned. See, there's no criteria for it. That's another key. Right. Peter brought that up too. No criteria for the Hall of Fame. It's like, okay, you say the guy's name, boom. Do you have that instantaneous, okay, wow, that guy's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Yeah. And then you got to have the convincing take. And, you know, Ron Borges does a really good job for the local guys here, you know, when they come up, and you got to give your speech on it. And, you know, like other than Peyton Manning, you know, boom, in. Tom Brady, boom, in. You know? There aren't many givens. You know. Maybe Ray Lewis, right? 557-35, whatever that number was. 515-35. I told my mom. What was it?
Numbers.
Fred Rich played that thing into the ground, man. What a speech that was. Do you know that they shortened that speech up because of his speech?
Yes.
Peyton gave that up. Like, we had 8 minutes. Thank you, Ray Lewis. Because, like, everybody
5-15-75.
5-15-75. Was that his birthday?
Remember five, remember. It was remember five and remember seven because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message. 5-15-75.
5-15-75.
Thank you.
Remember five and remember seven because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message.
Numbers with attitude. That's the real NWA. Numbers with attitude.
Right.
5-15-75. My mother had me.
Yep. And don't forget, it's a reoccurring attitude. It's not just an attitude. It's a recurring attitude.
Correct. Attitude.
Yes. Huh. Rodney, would you put him in? Would you have your Hall of Fame vote?
I would think, yeah, because of the length of the career and the impact. Like, I looked at him as a great player when he was in San Diego. Prior to getting here, and then, like, that topped it off. Like, his end here topped it off. Topped his career off.
I think it comes down to what the Hall of Fame values.
Like, Junior's in.
I don't think they value winning.
Like, look at Junior's career.
I just don't think they do. I don't think they value winning. I think they value individual play. And every year, they look at the individual play, and there are guys who benefit that are on bad teams that stand out and get all-pro nods.
Yep.
And it's just... I just think that's the way it is. It's individual play that gets rewarded.
Who was the offensive tackle for the Oilers all those years that got in? It's just like you were on some bad teams, man. I remember this with Pittsburgh at the end, too. Like, they had so many guys that came up, but they have all those Steeler teams that won. And just can't put it. It took Swan and Stallworth forever to get in. I was going to say. Okay. I forgot it.
Yep. I play 17 years. I leave 17 years. I go play in Super Bowl 47.
47, you got a 7. You got a 17 and a 47 there, Hardy. Numbers. Sal Palantonio, Beardo. That's what I forgot.
Yeah, Sal Palantonio has.
Sal came up with us a paper. He goes, "You guys are getting screwed, man. Look at all these great players. Patriots have too many good players. And there's not enough in the Hall of Fame. It's Brady, Vinatieri. And after that, everybody's like, nah. We'll debate everybody else.
Yeah. Sal's right.
All right, so Bill says he 100% should be in. I don't think he's a slam dunk.
I don't think he's a slam dunk either.
I'd put him in, but that's because I love the winning and know that he was a...
he's playing with an edge. If Brian Dawkins... My argument is if Brian Dawkins is in, Rodney's in, okay? Period.
But should Brian Dawkins be in?
No.
No, I don't think he should either.
I scratched my head that year. Then it's about what you're up against the year you're in. If you're up against seven other great guys, like you're screwed, you know? If you're in on a light year where, there's three surefire Hall of Famers, that's the year you get in.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's going to get in. I think Bill will be left disappointed by that. I think we're going to look back at this Patriots era and say, wow, there were just very few Hall of Famers that they put in that were, core Patriot players for some time. Let's get to the headlines here with Hardy, and we're right back here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Holly in the truck.
The audience loves him so much.
Dude, I love you.
It's kind of creepy.
Dude, you got me mesmerized, and I hang on every freaking word you say.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985, the telephone number. Let's get back to your calls. Joe's in Wakefield today on the Red Sox. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to preface this by saying that I'm one of the nerds that Felger hates and talks about. So I just want to say, stop complaining about what the Red Sox have done or not have done this offseason so far. How many times have we been burned giving mediocre big deals to above-average guys? The only person that I think was somewhat worth it was Gausman, since there's no qualifying offer attached. And also, considering the money these shortstops are getting, I would consider dealing Bogarts. He's going to opt out. He's going to be 30. He's a defensive liability. And shortstop is not the premium position that it was 5 to 10 years ago.
He's a defensive liability? Don't you think that's a little strong, Joe? Liability?
Xander Bogarts at shortstop?
He is a defensive liability.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. The two of you.
You guys just want to kill this fan base.
No, holy crap.
Listen, I'm a Xander Bogarts guy, but he's every metric points to him being one of the worst defensive shortstops in the sport.
Mr. Dennett.
Yep. Dear God.
It does. You can't. That's every number it's already started. Tell you that.
It's the nerd. The
they want to kill this team. They want to kill the sport.
Nerd coalition. Has already started.
No, it's this. With, you're constantly putting you can't down hold the player. Xander Bogarts accountable for being a poor defensive shortstop. That's what he is. Why else do you think he would come out in that report and say that he was willing to move to another position? Because he's a poor defensive shortstop. There's nothing wrong. You can respect Xander Bogarts. I want him here. But you can go and say he's a poor shortstop. Every metric will point to that. You can play whatever fart noises you want, but that's reality.
Play it again!
The Nerd Coalition has already united in taking down Xander Bogarts.
It's beyond the nerds wanting to
take the sport down.
Anybody
can
tell you.
They're doing Heim's dirty work already.
Oh, God.
That's the only response. That's the only response when there's pure evidence of it. Every defensive metric points to it. He's one of the worst defenders at his position. There's no denying that. There's no nerdness to that. Every stat points to that.
You understand that when there is a nerd stat applied to defense, like at some point there's some... Like
yes, and then but every metric beetle
analysis happening.
It's every metric.
Grade him out, right?
It's every single metric points to it. There's not one that points to him being above average or even average.
Liability.
Yes.
Have you watched games and thought, wow, Bogarts is killing them at shortstop?
Yes, he's below average. He's well below average defensively. Beetle, you said you wanted him off shortstop at the end of the year. What are you talking about?
I said that I think it's something you've got to be aware of. And
no,
you're
Beetle,
have to
you
move
said
at
they
some
should.
Point.
You said the Red Sox, he can't stick at shortstop. You said that word for word.
I'm not against moving him. I'm just saying.
He's poor defensibility. His poor defense makes him a defensive liability. He is well below average. That's all the caller said.
That's too strong.
What do you want to call
him?
No. The caller said move him.
Yeah, look at Eduardo Rodriguez with a 360 BABIP. Look at Eduardo Rodriguez with a 360 BABIP.
Last year, got his ERA
killed. Look at him. Look at that ERA. You want to know why? It's because the Red Sox defense is poor, and one of their most poor defenders is Xander Bogarts.
Dan is in Boston. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. Just quick couple points about the Dawkins-Harrison comparison.
Yep.
Rodney played one less season than Dawkins, has more tackles, more sacks. Dawkins got a Pro Bowl nod in his final season when he was 39.
Yep.
Don't really know how too valid that is. And if you just think about the defensive backs that Rodney was trying to go in the Pro Bowl against in the AFC versus the NFC, you know, he's going up against Lauren Molloy in his earlier years in the prime of his career. And the fact that he's got more tackles and was on a junior stay-out team with the Chargers, and think of all those great Patriot tacklers that we know through his tenure here. The fact that he's got more tackles during that time, I mean, I know tackles isn't the end-all, be-all, but come on, that's a huge impact player.
Dan, do you believe that Brian Dawkins should be in the Hall of Fame?
No, but, you know, Mike...
Well, then how is that a good way of saying that Rodney Harrison should be?
Because if you got to put one in, you got to put another. Same thing with Mike Mussina, Curt Schilling.
Well, now you're just racing to the bottom at this point. I say this with baseball all the time. When a bad player is let in, and then, as we used to talk about with Shaughnessy, he said, well, if this guy gets in, then I got to put this guy in. No, you don't. Was he a Hall of Famer or not? What does it have to do with the other guy? If you don't believe one guy should be in, you shouldn't be using that as some sort of benchmark.
I don't remember watching Dawkins play and say, this guy's a Hall of Famer.
Right. So saying that Rodney Harrison was better than Brian Dawkins doesn't complete the argument for me. It doesn't. Well, he's better than a guy that I don't think should be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Oh, well, then how does that prove that guy should be in the Hall of Fame? simply based on the bad guy who you don't believe should be in being in? I don't think it's a sound argument.
Yeah,
who would you rather take on your team?
If you don't agree that the bad guys should be in there, don't use that as any kind of a benchmark.
I get it.
Just leave that alone. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm looking forward to this week on Friday?
What?
Talking to RJ Bell about spots. Patriots are only a 3-point dog on Monday night. You get 3 points for home field.
Not anymore.
And a favorite. What? Why? I want him to explain this one.
Well, first of all,
I expect a Buffalo real quick to be like about 5.5.
Going into last week, visiting teams were covering the spread 59%.
Do it in his voice.
This season. So there's number one. And number two, think about this. Think about the COVID year and how we all thought that maybe home field wouldn't be that much of an advantage. Fast forward to 2021
now,
when the advantage and the disparity between a home field in previous years and this year is even greater. So some sharps are taking home field advantage down to a point. I think that's a bit much. I'm more of about 1.5, 2 points. But the old adage that home field is worth 3 points no longer applies.
That's pretty good.
It's not a bad RJ.
I look forward to Friday now.
That's what they say when they're setting the lines. And anybody who's still using 3 points automatically for home field, A, they're doing it wrong, and B, the professional gamblers look for lines where they think that's what they're doing, and they say, nope, that's not right. Home field isn't worth 3 points anymore.
At least
not in 2021, because it wasn't last year, and it's not again this year.
I really think there's some stadiums that really give you that, though, like Lambeau, a packed Buffalo when Buffalo's good. Like, those are good. Pittsburgh, when they're amped up and their defense is going nuts. Like, that's, open end where the ketchup bottle where you kick, like, those balls sell right.
The way some of these teams' fan bases travel now, and quite frankly, I think the lack of noise in some stadiums, and you're right about Arrowhead, and maybe still in
Arrowhead,
Seattle,
right?
But, Seattle ain't doing much this year.
Right. They looked terrible last night.
God.
I can't believe you watched that game.
I mean, there's nothing else on.
There's plenty of
things on.
Oh, I mean, there's things on. I was flipping back and forth to the office. They had some classic episodes last night.
Nice.
It's good ones.
Peter's in Maine. Let's get to Peter's call.
Here we go.
Yeah, hope you guys are doing well. The purpose of my call, and thanks for taking it, is to just sort of look at the bigger picture in the AFC right now. Yeah. And unless things have somehow mysteriously changed, the top scoring team, as far as I know, is Indianapolis. And they've even outscored the Patriots this season. So I'm wondering, what you guys are thinking. Does Bill Belichick see any cause for concern that he might, run into Indianapolis down the road in the playoffs? Could that happen? I don't know. Indianapolis is only a 500 team. But, I'm just wondering, with Taylor in particular still storming up a storm on the field, he's somebody to contend with. One other comment.
Yeah, sure.
You were talking about Don Shula, and, if anything, he spent a lot of time in New England vacationing, and he could pop up anywhere. He enjoyed his vacations here. He spent a lot of time on the Cape. And I ran into him up in Bar Harbor one time, right on Main Street. He was leaning against the mailbox outside of
a... I saw Jerry Remy on the side of a road.
Yeah, hey, Peter, you ever heard that story about him in 1973 in Belfast, Maine?
Not in Belfast, no.
Well, I'm going to tell you the story right now then, Peter. Walked into a movie theater, sat down, crowd started clapping. You ever heard this one, Zoe?
Never did. Did he stop at the main diner and get the Del Arnold special?
I don't know if he did. They started clapping, and he thought that they were clapping because he was Don Shula. They were not clapping because he was Don Shula. They were clapping because he was the final people in the theater, and they could start the movie.
Are you serious?
Swear to God. It's a true story. True story. Yep.
Is that one of those theaters like the old wood hardbacks?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, comfortable springy seats. You can feel the springs like sticking in your legs.
Yeah, like every third seat is broken.
I remember the old theaters, and before they did them over, man, they were bad. Just uncomfortable. Now movies are nice.
Lay back.
Oh, you
fall asleep.
Take a nap. Kids movies?
Kids movies. Absolutely. Take a nap. Oh, it's over already. Whoa.
That wasn't so bad.
It wasn't bad. Three martinis and you're out.
Three martini movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, put them away.
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Just remember this. You keep bringing me 10 every three. Give me an absolute martini every 10 minutes. And after that one's done, bring me another one. And then you're going to bring me another one.
Today's takeaways are coming up.
All right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
Hey. Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That sweet, funky stuff. All right, it's time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss, an approved expense for both HSA and FSA accounts. You can use those pre-tax dollars before the new year. Make sure you do it by reserving your Awaken 180 consultation today. There's 7 locations. What do we have, T-Bone?
Well, today was Zoe learning about a certain term used in a particular genre of films. One of our callers was apparently working on the set of Seabiscuit at one point.
Yeah.
Professional.
Have you seen him, Hardy? You ever seen those horses?
We've lost Zoe, though, because he just looked up the word. So now he knows what that guy's saying he was doing on the set of Seabiscuit. So you might have to go to break.
Over 20 years ago, the first batch of Tito's handmade vodka was distilled in the heart of Austin, Texas. They probably have horses down there. And since then, its roots have stayed put. And vodka continues to be made on the very same land where Tito built his dream, a distillery that he now calls Mockingbird. And it houses a simple vodka made with a spirit the size of Texas. And it's and as good as the day that it was first born. You can learn more about Tito's story at titosvodka.com. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas, 40% by volume, 80 proof.
Wait, we can't give credit to the caller for what he said?
Sure.
I think it's one of those things we could play one more time and then maybe
totally
play it again.
We can totally
just play
that. It's a fair joke.
My God. Fred and Rich would play it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with playing it. It's a naughty joke, but it's clean enough to play on the radio.
I found out about it today.
That's two terms in the last 2 weeks that you've learned about.
It's unbelievable.
We may not have that audio at the ready, but I can repeat it if it's not ready.
Said he worked on the set of Seabiscuit.
No, he said he was in Seabiscuit. That's how he said that, because, you know, I was in that movie. And we all said, oh, yeah? And he goes, I was the fluffer.
I was going to say rhymes with tougher, but okay.
You can say it. Come on.
All right.
That's all. It's a funny joke.
All right. Now Zoe's having a full off-air conversation.
And Zoe didn't know what the term meant.
Yeah. But Darn didn't know what the other one with the Dunkin' and the blueberry thing were.
He didn't either. So right. Not that crazy.
All right, we're here to educate.
We sure are today. Wow. Yeah, that one, huh?
The education of Zoe.
There's so many meanings.
Could have been a pillow he was talking about.
Could have been.
Right?
Yes. Right.
Made the pillows
nice and soft.
Could
have been a golf shot.
Right.
You want to fluff it right up there.
Speaking of which, we never got to Tiger Woods today, who said something that I don't think anybody was surprised at.
What's that?
The fact that he was not going to return to golf full time, that he would pick and choose tournaments if he's ever able to get back to that point, much like Mr. Hogan did, as he said. But I don't think anybody expected Tiger Woods to be out there walking 18 right. holes a day, four rounds in a row.
Correct.
20 times a year on the PGA Tour after the accident that he was right. in.
Hogan, another good word.
Hardy looks good, though. I mean, that was a setup, him walking to the table, but he looks good. We get to that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Almost had his foot amputated. That's crazy.
Middle of the week tomorrow. That means we have some guests along the way. And Bert Breer as well. That's all coming up on Zolak. And Bertrand, Felger, and Maz are next. Have a great afternoon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.